Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, I'm going to get you ready for a good meal today. If you're going to Original Joe's in Westlake or, of course, in North Beach, and if you're down at Fisherman's Wharf, the Lefty's Buffet, Lefty O'Doul. And it's tremendous. Unlimited buffet, and Bruce Jenkins is going to think about this. It's like Las Vegas, lunch, dinner, a la carte entree, pizza, soup, salad bar. And it's Saturday and Sunday, a bottomless mimosa bar and a Bloody Mary bar as well. How's that, Bruce?
Oh, that's terrific. You know, I know it's our sponsor, but my wife and I go to a lot of movies in Daly City, and the first thing we do beforehand is drive down John Daly Boulevard, the Original Joe's. I mean, the place is it's just so great. It's a great sports bar. It's a great restaurant. The mood is perfect. So I'll throw out a little endorsement there.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this Lefty O'Doul's is now relocated down at Fisherman's Wharf right next
to
me.
Yeah, I got
to
check that out.
Yeah, and great memorabilia again. And Starbucks is in there and Giants dugout store and all that. So I love it.
Yeah.
I just love doing this stuff. Well, it is Sunday baseball, and I wanted to touch upon a couple of things from yesterday with you. One was the passing of Nick Cafardo.
Yeah.
Bob Nightingale is here today, and I know the Boston Globe did a special section on Nick today, a longtime sports writer, wonderful man. And just to get your thoughts, because he's been on the shows with me, he's been on with Larry Kruger a lot, and was just a sweet man.
Yeah, well, listen, tell Bob Nightingale that what he wrote that they put in the Globe was absolutely fantastic. It was touching. It was right on the money. It was really, really well written. I'm going to contact him myself. But that everyone should read that Boston Globe tribute today. But Nick Cafardo inherited the Boston Globe Sunday Notes column, which was made famous by Peter Gammons back in the 1970s. Gammons' work was still the most amazing anyone's ever seen. It was an entire page of the Boston Globe every Sunday, and but you know it passed on through you know, Gordon Eads and Steve Faneru, and then Nick Cafardo had it for the last 19 years or something like that. But another amazing thing, he never missed a week, Marty. He refused to deny his readers of that column. He wrote it every single week of the year.
Wow, but I didn't know that.
Aside from his diligence and his knowledge, he was an extremely warm and caring human being. He never saw him get angry. He was also, you know, an aggressive and tough reporter, yet never really made any enemies. So really, really special guy, and it's shocking to lose him at 62. Here's his spring training, and that's one of the first bits of news you hear. But the tributes coming forth really illustrate what kind of a man and sports writer he was.
Well, I'm glad you said it. A very special guy. And again, for me, starting out in this business and running into him with the Boston Red Sox, and he would always come on the show. I mean, he never said, well, I'm too busy, I'm this or that. And a very sweet man. So thank you.
Yeah, you and I have talked about, we always talked about that Sunday, bits in his Sunday column throughout the year. So
that's right. Yeah. Hey, love Bochy. He always put Bochy as the best manager in baseball. Remember that when he do the manager rankings?
Yeah, he just did it a couple of weeks ago, and he had Bochy number 4. Not bad for a guy who's going out.
Really? I don't know if we touched on it yesterday, but what do you think about the timing of the announcement for Bochy?
I think it's great. I think, you know, if the team were to have a discouraging season, you know, around July or August or even earlier, which I think is obviously a possibility, you know, there'd be all this talk about, you know, geez, you know, he's too old, he's too this, he's too that. You forget all the things that he's done, and he'd have to explain himself every night. People would be coming at him, you know, how do you feel about it? You know, is this going to be it for you? And but he got it done really early. I think it's just great, because for anyone, whoever it might be, within the organization or in the dugout or in the minor league system, who doesn't think Bochy is the future of the Giants, I mean, you know, this is it. It's not forever. You know, personally, I'd let him manage as long as he wants, but it just seems like time. It's just sometimes you look at him, you know, down through the dog days in recent years, the team's not going well. He's had heart procedures and moving real slow. He does look great right now, I will say. But it just there were many times when he thought, you know, this guy's had a fabulous career. Maybe he's near the end. And for him to say that, he obviously means it. I don't think he's going to change his mind. I thought the timing was great.
Yeah, and someone brought up, and we did the post game yesterday, a lot of calls about Bochy. And someone said, well, he's a short-timer now, and he'll lose the competitive edge. But that's the furthest. No, not this guy.
Ask Tim Flannery about that. That's never going to happen.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. And the other part is the players have rallied around them. And I swear these are professionals that make millions of dollars. And, you know, let's win one for the Gipper. Let's send them out the right way. And it's a buzz of the camp.
Yeah, it's full appreciation time. You know, these guys are going to start reflecting on the good times. There were so many of them, so many great moments, playoff moments, times when Bochy made the right move. You know, it seemed like every team they ever played in the postseason they weren't supposed to beat, and they beat them all.
And it's funny. Just thinking of managers for the San Francisco Giants, and I guess you go to Bill Rigney and. You can go to Alvin Dark and Herman Franks and Charlie Fox and, you know, right up to Al Tibelli and Frank Robinson. But then you get to Roger Craig, to Dusty, to Felipe, to Bochy. And it's incredible stability when you think about it.
And there's a real thread of experience there. You know, all of those guys were – I guess Roger Craig was most known for, you know, being a pitching coach for the Tigers and the split finger and all that. Wherever all the teams he was with, but these you know veteran guys who've been around, there is a real threat of veteran leadership there that could very well be broken. I mean, the next guy could be somebody we've barely heard of. I certainly don't think it's going to be one of these older guys. And also, you know, I think you guys have been talking on the air about a successor. That it's way too early for me. That's almost offensive for me to start talking about who's going to succeed him. I mean, you know, I mean, it's inappropriate. I don't want to. I haven't even thought about it. I mean, you hear names and you go, well, yeah, but I mean, it just seems wrong to me to picking his manager a week after he announces he's leaving.
Yeah, it just depends. It depends on how Farhan approaches it, and that's it's still San Francisco, and I think that's the one thing to remember. And it's still San Francisco, and you have to, you know, bring in someone who's part of San Francisco in some way, you know, that people can relate to. So that's a subject for August and September when we get down to see where it goes. Hey, there's a kid playing today, Drew Ferguson. Bruce, have you followed this Drew Ferguson? Henry wrote about him today in the Chronicle. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, well, I just got my paper. I just started reading about him and how he's always been sort of devoted to analytics and not a big guy, not a guy who you know hits you over the head with talent right off the bat. But you know he's a guy they got in the Rule 5 draft. He's a scrapper and has some talent. And on this team, he's the kind of guy who could make his presence felt. So he seems like an interesting addition.
Yeah, and when you look at his numbers, he looks like a hitter from 40 years ago. You know, because today you got to hit home runs, you got to walk, strike it. You know, it's a whole different stat line when you look at someone's stats. This guy, he looks like Nelly Fox. You know, he looks like that kind of player where he may hit three homers driving 45 runs, but get on base, you know, 380. And, you know, that kind of stuff and doesn't strike out a lot and can play three outfield positions. I tell you, it's interesting to look at it. You know, and it hit me when I looked at his stat line and said, Nelly Fox lives.
Well, if he really is going to be that kind of a player, he'll be useful around here because you're not going to invent a 30-homer guy from the roster they have unless Buster, revived Buster, just goes crazy. It's just not going to happen. They're going to be a team that's going to need to string together hits and play the fundamentals and you know hit line drives and get on base and all those things that used to matter and really still do. So we'll see.
Well, that's baseball, and that's the way baseball still can be played, and you can win with it. Boy, well, great to talk to you on this Sunday, and always a pleasure, and we're going to find a way to get you down here. Can we do a GoFundMe page for the Chronicle or something?
I may just get in the car and drive down there. Okay, here I am. I'm staying on the street, and I'll pay for all my meals, and you'll see me at the Grotto.
Well, you're welcome to stay with me. You know that. You always have a place to stay, so we'd love to see you down here at some point. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right.
Much,
have
much
a great
day.
No, we will. Look, you have a room in the house. Believe me, if you come down here, you could always stay with us. All right. Have a good Sunday.
Know.
Hey, believe me, I'm serious about it because we do miss you. We do miss
you. You might see me tomorrow night. Get the barbecue ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Just bring a warm jacket. All right, have a good Sunday.
Yeah, really.
All right. That is a great.
Take care.
All right, thanks, Bruce. That's a great Bruce Jenkins. More coming up. Ron Wotus, the third base coach of the Giants, I think is going to join us next right here in the Sports Leader.